we all know the history would tell us these teams are very likely to play, the Chiefs and Bills, that is, in the postseason
again. I
feel
like it's like a 90% chance. Anyone think it's less than that?
And right now, the way it's setting up seed-wise, 1 and 2, we'll see who's the 1, who's the 2. We'll get back into that conversation more tomorrow. But either way, if you're the 1 or 2, of course, you're not going to face each other until an AFC title game if both teams win. And so it looks like we'll get a rematch. Hopefully it's at Arrowhead again and not out at Highmark like it was last postseason or like it was yesterday. But if you're thinking about like what has to be better at the very like the very top of the list, I think is going to be the pass rush. And that requires Charles Omenihu and Josh Uche becoming bigger factors. Omenihu, of course, is hurt. I understand. But like that to me is going to be crucial in the rematch against Buffalo. You could argue those are two things that are crucial against anybody. That's fair. But I think in a rematch, those are two things that would have to be better. We're going to talk about the left tackle in during the Chiefs Red Half Hour some more because yeah, Kingsley was a healthy and active thing and everything. But I think at the top of the list, it is finding a way without blitzing that they have to get pressure on Allen. Otherwise, you're going to see a similar result.
So it's funny because like my initial reaction is blitz less because like the blitzing straight up did not work against Josh Allen. But also, that's how the Chiefs succeed. So I honestly don't think blitzing less is the answer. I would just say being more successful in your blitzes does. Like, you're just going to have to get home. Like, you want to know the way that they beat the Bills defensively? Get home on more of those blitzes. Spy Josh Allen more so he can't destroy you with the legs. And very simply, you run the ball more. You run the ball better. They didn't even run the ball that poorly, but they contained look, Josh Allen didn't, like, rip them apart. They contained the running game of James Cook. Right, I know he had 2 rushing touchdowns, but they contained him. Amari Cooper didn't go nuclear on them. He had some nice catches against Najee Johnson. But, like, the simple answers are, be like 5% better in the things that you were attempting. I actually don't. The one thing I will say that they'll have to be the next time that did stand out to me is I thought that this was one of their most vanilla games on offense of the entire year. There was almost nothing exotic in what they were doing offensively. And I don't know if that, I'm not saying that was with intention or they just thought their standard offense could take advantage of the Bills defense, but they're going to have to get more creative in how they
get. Some of
get.
That was the man-to-man defense.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to get more creative the next time they face the Bills. That might be the thing that stands out to me the
That's
most.
Probably true. I don't know. We'll hear from Andy coming up at noon, and we'll talk with Dane and Hughes later in the week, someone that played, and get his perspective, obviously, from what he saw. He was in Buffalo on the call right here on 96.5 The Fan. But yeah, how much was that because of the man-to-man defense? Like, how much does that limit your ability to, you know, get them over leveraged to one side? We saw the second play of the game on I don't know what you would call it, double. It wasn't even a double reverse. Just like if 2 fake handoffs. I don't even know what
it
you
was.
Would call
the
like,
exact Texas the, long. You didn't you, watch you, on Saturday because you had the wedding.
Yeah,
the Longhorns ran that exact same spin around.
Who
play.
Copied off of who?
Reed copied off of Tech. Texas, the school.
I'm sure
ran
they've seen that before.
Maybe, but they ran that exact play. So
That's the only time where they kind of got them over. They used the leverage against Buffalo. And later on in the game, you didn't really see opportunities for them to take advantage of that. And I don't know if that had to do with some of the defense that the Bills were playing. I think a lot of times when a team loses their first game of the year, just so happens for the Chiefs, it's in November, not in September.
Yeah.
You know, you're always trying to search for answers. Sometimes you also have to tip your cap to Buffalo. They played really well yesterday. They of course did what they had to do, and they limited the Chiefs offensively. So much of this is different if, you know, you connect, you know, connect on a deep ball. I mean, maybe we add that to this list, which is the ongoing issue, which is can they finally get the timing right and field awareness right between Mahomes and Xavier Worthy. That has to be better. Like, if this team is to get back to a Super Bowl and three-peat, I will find it hard to believe that they're playing in New Orleans if you tell me that they don't connect in the playoffs on one deep pass with Worthy and Mahomes. Like, if we're still talking and it's AFC title game weekend and they have not connected, I think there's a good chance they won't make it there. Like,
They're going to have to start finding it soon.
Yeah, in the playoffs, in the playoffs is like, to me, it's still all these conversations that we're having today. Pass rush needs to be better. Are we concerned, to Drew's point, maybe about late game stuff defensively? All that, the goal, of course, is it fixed or better by divisional round weekend? Because I hope they get the 1 seed, and I think they will. Divisional round weekend of the playoffs in January. That's ultimately all that matters. Not if it's week 18 against the Steelers, or week 17 against the Steelers, whatever the hell that is, 16.
What chance do you guys think it is, by the way, that Chiefs face the Bills in the postseason? Like, if you put a percentage to it, what would you say?
Well, given the fact
I
that
think
I think
like
it's
90.
I think it's 75 or 80. It's one and two seeds will be one of them, I believe. And so that's the question. Does somebody drop down to a three seed somehow, and then all of a sudden you're playing earlier? But I think it would take an AFC championship game weekend. That's why I can't put it at 90, because it requires both teams still probably winning a playoff game to get there. But it's very high. Yeah, it's very, very high that these teams are
going to play. The only way it like lowers that for me is that if like they both become the two or the three and the Steelers are the one seed. Because all I'm really asking is one of them to win one game. And right now the 6-7 seeds are good teams, right? Like Denver's playing better. Colts are playing better-ish. But like the 7 seed doesn't really matter. So if you're the 2 seed, I think you're kind of getting a layup. If you're the 3 seed, 6 seed teams look like they could be salty.
Because what,
Texans.
Let's talk about the rest of the AFC. Texans, like while we're doing this, something happened yesterday also for the first time. Just kind of one of those weird NFL stats. I think it was Jordan Schultz that pointed out. It's the first NFL Sunday in which Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Patrick Mahomes all lost on the same day.